It's officially summertime now, but the living's not so easy, at least not for the birds among us. We humans tend to think of winter as the hard season for birds, at least for those who stick around the frigid Northland, but the worst January doesn't hold a candle to June when it comes to sheer exhausting work from sunup to sundown. Short winter days do make it tricky for birds to get enough calories to stoke their metabolic fires to stay alive over those exceptionally long winter nights. But once they fall asleep, birds can rest easy through all those long hours until the next morning. Even during our shortest summer nights, birds are not resting easy. I've been recording my backyard birds every non-raining morning since April 29th. No matter how early I start, even when it's over an hour before sunrise, my robins are already singing, and house wrens and chickadees are also singing up a storm way before sunrise. Robins take a break from singing as soon as they get enough light to search for worms, but even with family responsibilities, they have to break into song on and off all day long to remind their neighbors about proper social distancing rules. Birds with young to raise spend these longest days of the year from sunrise to sunset searching for food for their little ones or incubating eggs. Sitting on a nest sounds so restful, but birds burn a lot of calories to hold those eggs at a steady 100 degrees or so. In some species where the female does all the incubating, the male does most of the baby feeding when they hatch, so mom can get herself back into condition before they start all over again. While he waits for the eggs to hatch, he's busy singing to warn other males off his territory and to remind his mate that he's a pretty talented and sturdy guy. Of course, not all birds have managed to find a mate and settle in yet, but those unemployed floaters are pretty darn busy searching for work. For a while in May, a couple of brown thrashers turned up in my yard. One dominated and won the territory. He spent long hours singing his heart out, but didn't manage to attract a mate, so he moved on. If he hasn't found a mate, I'm sure he's still singing and searching. Red-eyed vireos turned up in my yard now and then in late May, starting May 23rd. I made a 48-minute recording of a red-eyed vireo on June 16th. Before that day, I hadn't heard a vireo in 12 days, not since June 4th. I suspect females are shying away from this corner of Peabody Street because there's a nearby crow nest. I'm pretty sure that crows raided last year's nest to feed their chicks. Anyway, this male vireo turned up on the 16th and broke into song that lasted for well over an hour and a half. The next day, the male had moved on in search of a receptive listener of the vireo, not human persuasion. These daily recordings are making it very clear to me that right when I think the birds in my neighborhood have settled in, many individual adults are still moving about trying to establish a territory and find a mate. Some may have arrived late, some may be immatures who are still learning the ropes, and some may have lost their first mate or young and they're hoping to start anew. Anyway, it's officially summer now, and whether or not they already are raising young, birds are all doing their part to ensure that there will be lots of birds in the future. Doing our part, making our windows bird safe, keeping cats indoors, avoiding lawn and garden pesticides, planting native trees, shrubs, and flowers, making sure our bird feeding practices do much more good than harm, and things like that, will not just help birds in general. Just as importantly, it will ease the lives of the very birds who make our own summer times so richly wonderful. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.